With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor police were near the University of Windsor on Tuesday afternoon on a suspicious package call. Few details were made available, but officers were in the area of Patricia Road and University Avenue West. Police have asked people to avoid the area. You'll have to find a way around the intersection of Church Street and University Avenue West for a little while longer. It's closed due to a massive sinkhole that opened up Monday afternoon. No one was hurt, but the city says it will need to bring in excavation equipment and keep the intersection closed through at least 5 p.m. Wednesday. Windsor police have identified a man believed to be connected to an attempted break-and-enter last month. On March 25th, a man tried several times to enter a business on Provincial near Cabana on the South End. A 40-year-old man has been identified. A photo and description are now up at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Meanwhile, police in Toronto have arrested a Bell River man in a widespread synthetic identity fraud probe. The year-and-a-half-long investigation uncovered less than 700 unique synthetic identities used to obtain bank cards fraudulently and open fraudulent accounts. The 35-year-old from Lakeshore is charged with fraud, possession of stolen property, and laundering criminal proceeds. The City of Windsor's Homelessness and Help Hub will have a permanent home. Human and Health Services Commissioner Andrew Darr says the lot on Wellington and Wyandotte Street East is ideal to build supportive housing.
We don't own the land. We did try to negotiate a deal with the owner. It didn't go through. So we are now moving to expropriation. That could take another 4 to 6 months, maybe even a little bit longer. But in the meantime, we're going to be looking at hiring a consultant to look at architectural drawings.
The city looked at 200 properties. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is poised to make a huge shift in marijuana policy. The Washington Post reports that the measure would loosen restrictions on recreational pot use, but not legalize it nationwide. The Biden administration must review the proposal first. Two Windsor nurses have been honored for their work in advocating organ and tissue donation. Donation coordinator Brooke Denham says she nominated Andrea Brearley and Tara Popovsky.
They always have donation at the forefront of their practice. They're ensuring that the referrals come in timely and that we are offering our population here the best end-of-life care we could possibly do. And that is why they are nominated for this award.
1,400 people on average in Ontario wait for a transplant. In sports, the Tigers are playing a doubleheader in Detroit against the Cardinals Tuesday afternoon. The Blue Jays face the Yankees Tuesday night. Game 4 of the Schmaltz Cup semifinals is in Lakeshore with the Canadiens facing New Hamburg. It's do or die for the Maple Leafs at Game 5 of their Stanley Cup playoff series against the Bruins. Tuesday night's weather, clear, windy, and 10 with fog patches overnight. Sunshine Wednesday, windy and 25, 18 near Lake Erie. Windy and 10 Wednesday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.